Welcome to the Brian Foltis Behavioral Finance Podcast, where we unravel the mysteries of behavioral finance and unlock the secrets to making smarter, more informed decisions with your money. Now, here's your host, Dr. Brian Foltis.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Brian Foltis Behavioral Finance Podcast, and I am with my lovely wife, Mandy. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back. And today we're going to be talking about our finances in the present moment. We have previously spoken about our past and where we've come from, and now we're in it. And as of last year, we had quite a year where we bought a house together, we got married in August, and somehow a dog came into our lives, and so we've had a lot happen, and we've had to work, and this was the pure combination of our finances coming together, where we really had to come together, and we talked about our past, and where you came from, and how it was very separate, and now we're talking about what we do today in our present to carry on these financial conversations. So, how often, I say we're supposed to have these conversations once a month. How often are we having finance conversations?
Not monthly, that's for sure. I would say the interesting thing about that is recently I've actually been the one pressing you to have conversation about them.
Yeah.
Because life gets busy. You've got boys, we've got this dog that came out of nowhere, like a lot's going on. I get generally confused about it because I am not a math-minded person. And I'm just like, wait, what? Like, I find the spreadsheet a bit overwhelming. And so I've just asked you to kind of let's get together and talk about this again.
So, yes. So, and of course, and that's what I've said, is the math-minded person should be running the spreadsheet.
And agree.
And the one who's not should still be at the table, but have a glass of wine and let's talk about it together so we get on the same page. But essentially, the math has been done for you. We're just going to walk through what was actually happening.
Yeah, that's the way life should be, right?
And so that's, yeah, I feel fine with that. I don't mind doing the math. Every day is a good day in Excel, Microsoft Excel. And so, I mean, you even gave me that coffee cup that says freak in the sheets.
Yeah, he is.
Freaking the sheets. Microsoft Sheets. So so we do have these conversations, and I want to ask you, what do we talk about during these meetings?
So
what are some of the topics that we talk about when we're having our finance talk?
Are we drinking adult beverages?
I've determined we have two venues, two times that we have these meetings. One is we've got drinks and we're working through it. The other time, what actually we've had some good conversations is when I've got the spreadsheet open, I'm sharing stuff with you, and you're feeding me breakfast. I'm like, this is great.
That's true. That's
so
true.
So we have a couple of different venues, but the topics, what are some of the things that we go over in these conversations?
Ooh, okay. Are we on track? We have a budget laid out, right? Got our whole big spreadsheet, which I don't fully understand. And that was brought up in conversation recently because I was like, I really need to be in the know about this. But I tend to glaze over a lot and just shake my head. Yeah, sure. Like, he's got it under control. He knows what's going on. And I just roll with it. But recently I was like, you know, but usually we just make sure we're on track. He might ask me about like, hey, what was this charge or that charge? And not to be rude or what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm not trying to pry or to judge or anything like that. I just want to put it in the right category.
Exactly.
And so I try to preface this as best as possible. Like, I'm not... Yes. judging, but what is this?
Yeah, it's in the in the most honest, non-judgmental way possible, just so he can get it on paper and see kind of what's going on, because he's not going to tell me, like, hey, you can't go get your hair done, it's too much money, anything like that.
Yeah.
Very understanding. So this is from a very... it's a loving approach. We'll just say,
I'm trying.
Yes. We'll say that it's a loving approach from both sides, because I'm sure I have things in my life that he thinks are too expensive and vice versa.
Yeah.
But we're trying to support each other in that way, and we will make cuts where we can. But we really just try to understand, all right, here's how much money we brought in, what's going out.
Yeah.
Here's how much we saved. Typical stuff, right?
Yeah. And so, and this kind of comes when we're combining the finances, we make the first slug at the budget just to see what it was looking like, and knowing that it's not going to be perfect. And that's where it's like, okay, we're still refining the process, because we are only, what, 7 months, 8 months married,
right,
officially. And
it was
so
very new.
We're still learning, and Mandy's learning that my boys are very expensive, and that soccer cleats and lunch money and all of these things that they are doing is very expensive. And at the same time, I am also learning that Mandy's face from the neck, from the shoulders up, all of that upkeep is very expensive.
Time out, y'all. Time out. I just turned 40, ladies.
And you're doing great.
Ladies, you know, like, I have maintenance. Like, there's things I want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to look like a clown, but, like, you know.
No, and so, again, this is the, we're finally seeing the numbers on these things. And so, as the budget morphs, of course, Mandy's realizing, oh, yeah, that monthly expense for the kids is very real. And then I actually added an entry on the budget. It's a monthly entry that just says Mandy's face.
And I didn't know you actually did that.
Yeah, and it's the hair, and it's all of, so when you go get makeup or when you,
it's a lot.
It's a lot of the care.
It is a lot.
All of the things. And so I just, it now goes into Mandy's face. So there's an actual category on this. And I feel a lot better about that, because I was like, where do I put this? I don't have a category for this. I'll get my hair cut every 2 or 3 months and I'll bury that in a category, and it's not that big of a deal. But Mandy's face, when that pops up,
yeah,
it becomes a thing. And so we just
remind me, Brian, how much does your haircut cost?
Well, my person that was charging $20 fired me, so but now it's it's more expensive. It's like $40 or $50.
Wow.
So it's not the same thing. But anyway, I've got expensive kids, and you have to, when we're combining our finances, this is just stuff that we have to roll with.
You have expensive kids. I have an expensive face.
and so, but again, it's not coming, it's just from an information gathering standpoint. We're not talking about anything in a real, obviously serious manner. We're just capturing all of the expenses, and then we want to just show you, or we want to see where we're at and just give an update on this.
It's information.
It's information. But what's been interesting is typically this is not that big of a deal, but as we're calibrating stuff, we've had some, I'm not going to say contentious conversations, but conversations when I'm booking the expenses, I'm not happy. I don't walk away happy about it. Mm-hmm. And so we've had to have a conversation. What's our pain point? And especially for the 2024 budget, what's been our pain point? It's not your face.
Groceries?
No.
What am I missing?
Oh, it's the travel.
Oh, travel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally just blocked that out of my head.
In the room. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like travel and then groceries, which... that's going to be a nonstop issue, but yeah, we've had a lot of heavy travel.
So as we add to our budget, we've got we were traveling when the new year hit. So all of those expenses when we were in Italy for the first basically 10 days of the year are on our, and so of course that's hitting our eating out, that's hitting all of our travel. And then when you come home, you have airport parking fees and all these things. And we were back for maybe 6 weeks, and then we went on your 40th birthday to Florida, which was very expensive. That was ungodly expensive. Yes, happy birthday to you. And then you hit the ground for less than 24 hours.
That's right.
In Indianapolis. I hit the ground for 36 hours, and then you split for Vietnam.
Correct.
On a missions trip. And then I went to Mexico for 12 days. And
that was
so
a lot. It was too much.
We realized that, you know, here's our pain point of where our money is going. And so let's talk about, was it worth it? What do we need to do in the future? And I think we determined that, yeah, that was a great experience and it was worth it. But if we can throttle back, we can enjoy ourselves back at home, have some time here, and then be excited about the next one, because we were teeing up another trip for the summer in Europe, and we're like, man, that's going to be more expensive than it is going to be fun. And that's where we said, let's just stick a pin in it. We'll come back later. So again, like, all of these conversations come about because the numbers are known. Because we've seen the numbers, we're going, oh, that is, we know this is how much it's costing, and we can adjust some of our decisions based around that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, you know, the purchases, the priorities of how we're doing it. And then tell me about, we also talk about upcoming purchases. So,
yes,
why are you laughing about that?
I'm laughing because it's upcoming purchases are things that I want for our home. It's things that I want to do to our home. Or just like, there's upcoming bills.
Yeah.
You know, BMV.
Oh, the car registration.
Stuff we've put on credit card we haven't paid yet. This, that. Like, managing all of that stuff gets to be a little bit overwhelming, even when your finances are combined, because our credit cards are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what you're putting where. You don't know what I'm putting where. And then first of the month hits, boom, we're paying our credit cards off.
Yeah.
Because we're not letting things sit on there, right?
Yeah, we'll pay the balance off. But then that gives us a misleading number on our joint account where it's like, oh, we've got this amount. And then suddenly it's all gone. We go, oh, that was last month's 100%, credit card. So,
yeah, and there's been a breakdown in communication about that. So we are having those discussions in our budget meetings. And just
I've added you on my credit card now.
Yes.
And so there's authorizations for some of my single accounts that I just kind of maintain or had just for the purposes of convenience, more or less. I already had automatic payments on it and stuff like
that.
Right,
and there's cash back and there's rewards and whatnot, and we use them for a purpose, not to keep a balance.
Yeah.
So.
Can I make, I'll admit to the audience, I'm this behavioral finance guy. I'm supposed to be doing perfect decision making. It happened when I was in Mexico, but I realized that for the first time in many, many years, I did not pay off my credit card. And so they gave me a $25 late fee. That's what got my attention. And then about 4 days later, hit me with my first interest charge. And it was not pretty. So the late fee was $25, which I was okay with. But the late fee was like 90 some dollars. And
that's a hefty late fee.
It was.
Wait, you saying that backwards?
No, it was the late fee was $25,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the interest charge was $97.
Yeah.
And so I'm still a bit salty about that, and I'll move on. And I know that my 1.5% cash back has made way more than $97. So as long as I don't do that again, but I just wanted to air that out there, that behavioral finance. Perfect, rational decision maker, you know, still screws up. Oh, while I'm at it, can I say something else?
I already know what it is.
How did I forget to pay the mortgage? This is the transition where we were moving a bunch of our accounts together, and I was working on my direct deposits together. I missed a payment of our mortgage.
Like our,
and I thought
our
things were
brand
looking,
new mortgage.
And I thought things were looking great. And so we paid, there was like $125 late fee on that.
Oof.
And I had to come and tell you about this.
You got it waived.
And so you were on that, you heard the phone call when I called him because I was trying to get it worked out. And I just told him, I was like, I made a big mistake. I'm so sorry. I can't believe it. And they actually waived it over the phone. So they were gracious to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved on with life. But man, I don't know if I got a lot on my plate, that's for sure. But, and I'm getting older, but I definitely have to own up to my own mistakes as well. So, but just having these conversations and sharing, like, here's what's going well, here's what's not. We've got this money, it's moving different, like, all these different things. That's just what we talk about. And there's no high or low emotion to it. It's just,
yeah,
communication.
It's 100% changed to me. And my thoughts and ideas around finances and money, I'm more interested in it. I want to talk about it more. I understand it better. And I have a bigger desire to actually be completely out of debt. I don't think I would have ever had that otherwise, because it was more of a run and hide scenario.
Yeah. Well, and one thing you didn't even mention in the previous episode was like your retirement accounts and watching those, contributing to that and watching them grow and seeing like the advances in, and yeah, okay, there's still student loans or whatever, but when you see that net worth going higher and higher, and there's a really reinforcing of different behaviors that come into play when you see the positive things starting to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a great feeling.
So day-to-day finances, we have our stuff on a day-to-day level combined in our own, in our joint accounts, and even our investing accounts now are starting to be joint accounts, and we're moving in those directions. Day-to-day finances, who's doing the bills these days?
Ooh, actually, that's shared. Don't you feel like that's shared?
I think I have a couple on my old accounts, my old cards that are technically monthly bills. But I think that's you now. Mm. You're the one that's paying them.
You take care of the mortgage, and I take care of most of the other. Like, I set up everything in our name, and I just kind of floated our account onto that, and most of them are automatic withdrawals.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about it. It comes out of our joint account. I just kind of monitor it, make sure like no bill is like getting really out of control or anything like that. I've got our cell phones in our name. I could make a big joke about that.
No, it's too early for that, because we both just traveled around the world. That cell phone bill is no joke. We can joke about that next month when it goes back to normal.
Oh, I'm joking about your old phone.
You've changed me in very good ways. When I finally... Mandy thought I was a drug dealer.
I thought he was a convicted criminal.
when I showed her my phone plan, because I had a good deal.
Let's just go into this. He had Boost Mobile. Who has that? I was like, dude, are you a felon? Like, what do you do for a living? I don't, this was all first date talk, even, I feel like, when I kind of figured this stuff out. But anyway.
And then you brought me to Verizon.
I did.
And I think it was it was an extra $20 a month compared to what I was paying at Boost Mobile.
And it really burns Brian to the core.
And then I realized, like, all these spots that I never had access or internet to, like, suddenly I had connection and there was no hiccups. Like, it made life so easy that I thought it was almost too easy. But anyway,
this is the man I married.
Yeah, I
don't know what to say.
You're helping me. You're helping, just like I'm trying to help you. You help me as well. Verizon Wireless. The So you're basically, I have like Peloton. I take care of that. Mm-hmm. And then I think I have either internet or YouTube TV on just my old credit. Yeah. That we haven't changed, right?
So I just take care of TV stuff.
I just kind of handle that. But
I don't even really watch a lot. That's you boy territory because you guys have all your sports stuff and like YouTube TV and this and that and la la la. And I am completely out of the loop with that.
Yeah. When we combined our finances, we did realize we had some redundancies. So I feel like we saved $30 to $40 a month, you know, with redundant Netflix accounts and
Amazon
Prime. Mm-hmm. And we spent one night cleaning that up. And I think that's like $40 a month in general that we saved just by doing that nonsense and cleaning it up. So I'm going to ask two questions. Combining finances, what is the best part of it?
Mm.
And what is the most challenging part?
Ooh.
All right, so go with the best part. I feel like you have maybe a decent idea around it.
I got to think about this. Like okay. Think topic.
I like the transparency around it. I like to see.
That's very true.
And just be in the know and not be in the dark. And even to the same point, like, I want you to be in the know. I want you to see what I'm spending money on and to be able to just know where the money is going. Mm-hmm. So we have fuller information.
I like that. But what I also like about it is my own accountability. Mm. Because let's talk about that. Even when I was by myself, was I really accountable? Like, no, I would go in and spend money somewhere and forget about it. The second my debit card like slammed through that machine, it was over, like out of my mind, gone. I never thought about it again. And then I'd be like, oh yeah. Spent money here, did this, did that. Like, how do I have so little in my account all the time? Why am I making like stupid money and I have nothing to show for it? Mm. You know, that was kind of like the start of the whole thing for me. And it kind of helped me get a grip. But then when I met you, it became even more because now I have my partner to kind of hold me accountable as well. And I want to do right by my partner. Like, this is what I wanted. Yeah. I wanted that partnership. So I think it's both things, what you said and this as well.
Okay. And what's our threshold for amount before we have to ask somebody?
What, over $100? Anything over $100? I mean, minus like groceries or like regular kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If I want to go out and I want to spend over $100 on home decor or clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
You gotta clear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing for me. I'll do the same thing.
And majority of the time the answer is yes. It's just kind of like a nice thing to let your partner know, like, hey, what's going on? Like, what are you doing? It's not just like,
yeah,
I can spend this money whenever I want.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like, oh wait, I gotta move something around. So sometimes it actually makes sense to just check in because I might know something about
something big coming out or whatever the case.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so no challenges about combining phones? or is that another episode that we have to do?
Honestly, now, okay, we haven't been married that long.
Yeah.
And I already feel like relatively comfortable, which is wild. I would have never thought that. So I think now when I want to approach you about something, I start feeling stressed out, this, that. Like, I know I can come to you and talk to you about it and I'm going to feel better. Like, no matter what we decide, because it's out in the open, we've talked about it, I'm going to feel better about whatever we decide. And it just helps me make daily decisions about stuff. And I don't have to feel anything negative about it, really. It's pretty wild. I would have never thought that this was going to be the way it actually is.
Mm-hmm. I know we're out of time, but we haven't even talked about combining like life purposes or anything like that.
Oh, that's a good one.
And moving into the future.
That's a big one. That's a big topic.
And so I feel like that is part three of our conversation, because this ties into why we're having money conversations in the first place. And
it does.
It's not just about coming up with a number that'll give you this false sense of happiness. It's for a larger purpose and trying to fulfill our life purposes. And there's just a lot to unpack there. So yeah. Thank you very much for joining today. And if anybody has any comments, concerns, or
gripes or complaints,
yes, let us know. You can find me on Instagram or on YouTube or on any of the podcasts. Find me at brianfultis.com. If you need me to help you with anything, please do not hesitate to reach out. Otherwise, we will see you one more time.
Round three. I think it Round might be three. My favorite.
Let's do it. Have a good one, everyone. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Brian Fultis Behavioral Finance Podcast. We hope you found our exploration into the fascinating world of human behavior and finance both enlightening and thought-provoking. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes. And until next time, stay curious and financially savvy.